That brings us to item five. Wayne and Connie Maiden.
Right.
Mr. Stagg, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
This is a request from Wayne and Connie Maiden for authorization to install a 12-foot by 80-foot concrete boat ramp extending up to 20 feet channel with mean low water and also impacting approximately 480 square feet of jurisdictional beach at their property situated along the James River on Dulla Road in the town of Claremont, which is in Surrey County. This project will require both the subaqueous bottoms permit, and since Surrey has not adopted the coastal primary sand dune beaches ordinance, also a beaches and dunes permit, both issued by the agency. The project is located, again, in Surrey County, within the town of Claremont. If you're familiar with Surrey at all, the town of Claremont is located in this area, but also extends down portions of the town, go down to this beach area along Sloop Point, and the project is actually located right in this area right here on the map along the James River. This is Upper Chip Oaks Creek. We did conduct our normal public interest review for the project. The houses along this stretch of beach are predominantly now elevated. There was a lot of damage in this area after Hurricane Isabel, and I think the county's been requiring rebuilds. The house at this location is elevated. There is a sand beach, non-vegetated, behind the house, and the proposal is to put a concrete ramp. We've had a couple of requests similar to this in the last few years in Claremont. There is no public boat ramp in this general area. You have to go quite a distance to get to a public boat ramp. So a number of the homeowners would like to have boat ramps where they can launch a boat and pull it out pretty quickly. And this is the case in this location. Again, this would be the alignment of the ramp. The applicant does not have any pier existing at his property. There is a pier next door. Again, standard slab construction. The rebar footers on each side. And, here's the area that would be channeled with a mean low water. And then the about up to here would be beach jurisdiction. And then you go back into the driveway area next to the house. This is standing at Villa Road looking out into the James River. This is the subject house. The ramp would be right in this area here. This is the adjoining property owner's pier. They have not objected. Here's a ground shot standing right next to the house, and basically the ramp would be in this location. As you can see, it is a sand beach. As I noted, we've received no objections and no other agencies have commented. Again, there are no public boat ramps in the general area. The footprint of the structure will impact the beach, but it will be very small and will allow launch of small watercraft and will be used by trailer launch method. We believe that the project does adhere to the requirements of the Code of Virginia Beaches and Dunes Ordinance that allow for development in a manner consistent with the protection of coastal beaches, and that the impacts to subaqueous lands at this location would be minimal in nature, and therefore we do recommend approval. I believe Mr. Maiden is here. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Mr. Stagg? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ben, you indicated that there have been several requests like this in the Claremont area recently. Does the town or county have any public access areas that could ultimately be appropriate sites for a ramp that might preclude the need for private ramps in the future?
Well, the quick answer is no, that I'm aware of. And I don't have a map a little closer view, but there is actually a public sort of landing right at the end of this road right here, but it was an old wharf site offloading, and there's a lot of derelict piles in that area. It's possible that area could be converted to some type of public access, but I think it would take quite a bit of work to make it safe. That's the only area I'm aware of that the town would have access.
Thank you.
Some kind of right of way, and I believe that's owned really by the Homeowners Association.
Any other questions? Mr. Tankard.
Yeah,
20 feet of mean channelward, 20 feet channelward of mean low water. Do you think in any way that sand migration will be impeded and we'll get one of those scouring on the backside effects that you see sometimes with growings, et cetera?
I've seen in other applications with very similar construction up there is you actually have the opposite effect. This ramp will probably be covered with sand after it's put in, and all the owners down there that have them routinely have to basically, a lot of them have small tractors with a bucket, and they just take the sand off the ramp, put it on either side. It's real flat, I'm serious, real flat for a good ways back. And when you have a storm, the sand just migrates all around. So there's some maintenance involved with putting a ramp in here, but the homeowners seem to be willing to do that and basically just go in after a storm and just scoop. It's usually all sand. They just scoop the sand right off and dump it. I haven't seen any ramps put in that have really caused any kind of groin effect where they miss.
Right. Thank you.
Any other questions? Are the maintenance present or represented?
Yes.
Yes, sir. You want to speak to the commission?
I'd just be glad to answer any questions.
Any questions for the applicant at this point? Anyone else who wishes to speak to this proposal? Seeing none, the matter's before the commission. Again, we're hearing this because Surrey County has not adopted the beaches and dunes ordinance. Otherwise, it wouldn't come to us. Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Consistent with staff recommendation, I would move approval of the application.
Motion is to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Plumlee. Comments on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. The project's approved. Thank you.